Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're always excited to be able to welcome back guests of our program, so we also consider friends to us. And our next guest is definitely one of those. Linda Bella Ruiz is back with us today to talk to us not only about the continued success of her book, Tears to Triumph, but also what it's been able to for her to use her platform to be able to raise attention to causes that matter to her, as well as, of course, things that she's been involved in. One of those things has been her campaign, Not In My City. We're going to talk to her not only about that campaign, but also what it's doing to be able to end sex trafficking, of course, around the world. Linda, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. I am honored to be here.
Well, glad to have you back. Always glad to be able to stay connected with you. It feels like, you know, we just spoke with each other. Of course, we've been staying connected through social media. That's just one of the ways, Linda, you've been able to kind of connect with people. But what has it been like for you, Linda, since the last time that we spoke especially? I noticed you've done a lot of traveling. What has it been like for you to not only to share the message of your book, but also to continue the cause that you've been involved in, to be able to bring attention to causes that do matter to you?
Well, when my book became award-winning and I started talking about the book, I was just talking about the book in my story. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing some research on sex trafficking and found out that right here locally where I live in Northern California, there was a campaign to stop sex trafficking. So I experiment and away from being self-absorbed in my own story, and looked around and found out that there was a need for awareness. And I hooked up with a group called Courage Worldwide, and am excited to be an ambassador for them and raise awareness against the sex trafficking of minor girls.
Right, right. Well, I think an obvious question would be, Linda, is why? Because, you know, just like I know, people hear stories all the time about some of the horrific things that are happening abroad or even in the States as well. I mean, and they say, you know what, that's a horrible thing. What makes you go from hearing about something to wanting to be a part of the solution of it?
Well, my story involves my vulnerability as a young teen. And I fell into a relationship with a man that I thought loved me, and he turned out to be a pimp. And part of our relationship was his manipulation of me and wanting me to prostitute for him. That I was able to, God's grace, turn around that experience and a beating that followed to change the focus of my life and serve others and help others in Central America. But that was many, many years ago, although the story stayed with me. I realized that I wasn't alone, that there are so many young, vulnerable girls out there just ripe to be picked up by a pimp and given a pseudo security and love. And I got angry. I got angry that so many girls now, the 4.5 million people, Cyrus, are sex trafficked around the world. 98% of them are girls and women, and up to 300,000 girls, underage girls, are being trafficked right here in the United States. And I got angry, decided that we needed to get this word out. I needed to be part of a group that is getting this word out.
Right, right. And that is exactly what you've been able to do. And in the process, even in your book, Linda, though, Tears to Triumph, we're able to see those that, you know, you've been able to work with, those you've been able to meet and to inspire. What has that been like for you to know that by sharing your story, by doing the work that you're doing, that you have been able to not only to inspire other people, but to show them that there is another way available?
Amen. In a recent presentation I gave on sex trafficking, a man in the audience said, "Is there really hope for these girls?" And I smiled and I kind of twirled around and I said, "Yes. Not only am I an example that even in the most darkest part of your life, there is hope, But I've had the pleasure and the blessing to be involved in young girls' lives who have turned around and made so much out of their lives from terrible, terrible disasters and decision-making, because that's what had happened to me. I made some terrible decisions. I know hope exists. I know that every human being has hope and can change their life. They just need to meet the right people and have a force that says, here, let me help you. That's powerful.
Right. That definitely is powerful, and that's what you've been able to help others with. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm excited to welcome back to our program someone who's been on our show before, but I'm also glad to call a friend, and that being Linda Bella Ruiz. We're talking to her not only about her own journey, but what it's been like for her to share her story that many of us got to know, including myself, through her book, Tears to Triumph, to be able to use her platform, of course, to be able to help other people. I mentioned the campaign, Not in My City. Was that one of the things that also came from Linda, not only the work that you have devoted yourself to, but also, of course, the words that you kind of live by when it comes to dealing with sex trafficking in this country and also in your city?
Yes. Well, Not in My City has been used around the world in different ways and forms. Churches have used it to mobilize people to transform the presence, a presence in their own communities. You can research Not in My City, and you'll find all kinds of places that those words, Not in My City, are being used. But how they're being used here locally, and I hope eventually worldwide, the Not in My City campaign, is to bring awareness to cities all over the world to help support the restoration of these minor girls rescued from the sex trafficking. And here locally, we're stating, Not in My City, Not in My State. And we have a local casino who has said, Not in My Casino. And they are working with Courage Worldwide to stop any prostitution, sex trafficking in their casino. Well, you can imagine if every organization in every town, in every group, stand up and say, no, we're not going to have anything to do with 4.5 million people being sex trafficked, but they can't do it worldwide, but they can say, not in my city. And just recently, it used to be, oh, there was a couple hundred girls rescued. Well, 2015, 4,350 minors recovered with 2,000 convictions and 15 federal life sentences. Not in My City can keep that change happening and those statistics rising.
Right. Exactly, and I think that's the thing. Do you also think that your work, Lisa, because I thought about this when I was prepping for this segment, one of the things that your book shows that I think also, you know, that people can learn from the work you're doing with, you know, Not in My City, and that is the power of one person. Because a lot of times people will say, well, I'm just one person. What can I do as one person? Do you also think that you're able to show them that that is really where it all begins, one person making a decision?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And then, you know, there's you're building a wall. And some people are putting the plaster, some are bringing the brick, some are, you know, coordinating it and designing it, and some are defending it. You know, we need to build this wall that says not in my city or not in my world, and we all need to work together. My voice was one voice, and then I reached out and found other people singing the same song, as you may put it, and I lent my voice to them, and it just gets stronger and stronger. Every single person can help. Every single person can look around and say, okay, what can I do? Can I contact the FBI tip line if I see something suspicious? Can I watch what my children are doing? Can I say no about the sexualization of young girls? Can I say no to my children playing violent sexual video games? Each one of us can make a difference in our world.
Right. I think that is it. When did you first realize that fact, that you could, as an individual, make a difference?
Way back on that beach in San Francisco when I wanted to commit suicide and I had given up, because I thought I had no value. I thought that I would never reach any of the goals I had set out for myself as a younger girl, that I'd been so beaten down emotionally and physically to where I had no value. And that day when I said, I can't do this. I can't go on. I want to die. But I was willing to say, Lord or God, if you're real, whoever, whatever that means, if you're real, show me. And I had that aha moment, and I realized I was valuable, and I looked around and said, okay, now I want to make a difference. It was that defining moment when we're at our deepest, darkest, and we think we have no value and that we can't go forward, that we have a higher power to reach out to and say, help me. And that's yeah. when I knew that I could restore through that spirit my own life, and then I had to take that passion and reach out and help others. There is a saying that says, our misery becomes God's mercy, and then our ministry. Those things that have hurt us the deepest can become our ministry to help others and reach out the hand and say, I've been there. I've done it. I got to the other side, and you can too.
Right. I think that is it. What a great message, I think, for all of us to be able to remember. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Linda Bella Ruiz. We're glad to welcome her back to our program, as she's discussing with us not only about the continued success and message that is spreading through her book, Tears to Triumph. If you haven't read it yet, we'll tell you at the end of the broadcast so you can get it for yourself, but also about the work that she's really devoted herself to, being able to bring attention to and to ending sex trafficking, not just around the world, but also here in the States as well. You know, I mentioned social media earlier, Linda. That is one of the ways you and I have stayed connected for sure. Yeah. I mean, what has that experience been like for you too? I mean, at your fingertips, be able to stay connected with people as well as, of course, to share the work that you're doing with all of us.
Social media, I love social media. I love Facebook. I'm a Facebooker, and I know that's how you and I have connected over these months of our friendship. Is a way to get out a message that otherwise you wouldn't be able to get to so many people. And I have, thank you, Lord, so many followers, not as many as you, but a lot of followers. And they follow me around the world as I go to Costa Rica and visit a safe haven for sex traffic there, or I head into Mexico to help a fishing village recuperate from devastating losses. And they, although they can't do it themselves, they love watching the way the Lord moves me around, like we all enjoy watching you and your successes. Social media is a way to reach out. I just put, even this morning, on my Facebook page some new arrests in Atlanta, Georgia, and here in Sacramento, California, that the FBI are out there doing. I'm able to share those successes with people through social right. media. And the girls that I was able to affect change in back in the day, which is talked about in my book, well, those girls, now women, are still connected to me, and they're part of my social media, and we talk every single day through that avenue. I love it. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Yeah, myself too, and it is great being able to stay. I always enjoy the pictures. I don't get to do a lot of physical traveling, Linda, but I love being able to travel with you. I mean, it's a lot of fun to be able to see you. You know, do you also think that shows, just to kind of piggyback off that, do you think it shows how really united we are? Because sometimes we allow so many things to put these barriers up between us, including, of course, where people live. But do you think that Facebook, and especially the travel you've been able to have and share, really show us how interconnected we are, as well as, of course, how we all are in this thing together?
Amen. Absolutely. And I'm able to contact via Facebook the group down Saving Hearts, Salvando Corazones in Costa Rica, and I can rally behind the director there with those girls who have been rescued through social media because I can't be there. It's a wonderful way. We are all one. We are all one people. And I believe our hearts want the same thing. We want to help those who are downtrodden and caught in this terrible thing called sex trafficking. These young girls, the average age, Cyrus, of these girls that are being trafficked and held against their will is 13 years old.
Wow.
And the FBI has found when they've gone in to rescue them that so many of them were never reported missing because they're the throwaway children. They're the runaway girls who are running from a terrible home life. And they end up being talked to on a street corner by a guy that they think loves them. That was my story. And even though I hadn't run away, I was a college student, I was vulnerable, and he saw that in me. Well, that's happening all over the world, and we need to get the message out. We just need to get the message out.
Right, exactly. And so when you see that it is making a difference, when you see that the work that you're doing is resonating, how does that make you feel, Linda, to know that just by doing your part, just by doing what you're passionate about, that it is being able to affect people?
I love it. I love it. It gives me more passion to do it again, to reach out to that next person, to hold the hand of somebody else who has come out damaged but willing to be restored. It's one child at a time. In my book, when I talked about one child at a time, that hasn't changed for me so many years later. It's worth it. Martin Luther King said, if I can just allow or help one person have hope, I've not lived in vain. Just one person. Don't even need the numbers and the multitudes. Your neighbor, your child, your niece, helping one person, effective change in one person makes it worth it.
Definitely does. Definitely makes it worth it. And you're proof of that for sure, Linda. And I think all of our listeners out there who received that for themselves, I think they're proof of it too. Again, everyone, Linda Bella Ruiz is our guest today. We're talking to her not only about her amazing journey, but also the work that she's doing with Not My City. So take our listeners through, Linda, if they're hearing this conversation and they may have heard of Not In My City and maybe not looked into it too much, what is the first step for them being able to not only find out more information, but to be involved?
Well, first thing they would do is Google Not In My City in their city and see if there is anything. Then they can definitely find out Not In My City through Courage Worldwide. So it's, Courage Worldwide. And on that website is a whole link to Not In My City. If it's a listener who said, I've been watching this thing on sex trafficking, I want to make a difference, go to your church, go to your social service agency, go to your club and say, let's get together and do something. And then through that website, Courage Worldwide, you'll get help, you'll get training. We can do it if we just come together and say, no, not in my city. And then if everybody is saying not in my city, can you imagine the global effect?
Right. Exactly. What keeps you inspired, Linda? Because there are so many people who begin on a journey with the best of intentions, with great ideas of what can happen. And I think that for a lot of people, when things don't happen the way that they want or at the speed that they want, and that can happen professionally as well as in work like what you're doing, they get depressed, they get disappointed, and they give up. What keeps you going?
I think every time one of my girls that lived with me in the House of Hope in Costa Rica sends me a message on Facebook and says, calls out to me and tells me how much they appreciate me and what I was able to affect in their lives and the love they feel and the direction they've had all these years because of it. It's humbling and it's inspiring. But for the everyday, it's waking up in the morning and my mantra is, Lord, what do you have for me today? And then being open and knowing that I'm just one person. I'm just a human being. But I can make a difference if I find others who are also making a difference, and that together we can come together with a big voice and move forward. Nobody can do it on their own. We can all pray, and we can all seek out others, and then together we can make that change. I'm not doing anything on my own.
Right.
I am part of the flame. I am part of the big flame, but we all need each other to shine.
There you go. I think that's a great quote. I am part of the big flame, but we all need each other to shine. I think that is great. And what a great way of being able to look at yourself and to look at your role in the world, Linda. I think it's both humbling as well as, of course, a great reminder of all of us doing our part to make things happen. Again, everyone, Linda Bella Ruiz is our guest. Linda, how can our listeners stay connected with you as well as, of course, be able to keep up with what's coming up next?
They can find me on Facebook, Linda Bello Ruiz. They can find my author page. I'm very willing for anybody to email me at lmbelloruiz@gmail. I love being connected with the world. In my book, From Tears to Triumph, My Journey to the House of Hope, is contact information. I have a website, lindabelloruiz.com or lindabelloruiz.com. Contact me, and then I can shoot people into different directions to find their group. They're not in my city group. I have resources on my website as well.
Okay. So make sure you all stay connected with Linda. Linda, great conversation with you as always. Glad to be able to have you back on with us. And look, it goes without saying, looking forward to staying connected with you and to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, depending on how you're listening to us, you may be able to find the link on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I tagged Linda on both of those. If you're joining us on the radio side of our program, you all can check with your local listings to find out when this show will be re-airing in your area. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.